It's Akon and Whitney Houston, Like I Never Left, on Rise FM Mid Mornings. Thank you very much for choosing us. Health Talk with Babu Ngomane. He's back in studio as always. Welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you. Thank you. It's always a great pleasure to be here.
Of course.
Always a great pleasure, particularly in sharing the TB information.
Yeah.
Because they say prevention is better than cure.
Absolutely. I think it's something that we said last week as well.
Every day. Mm-hmm. You know, just to share about this, you can invest in anything in a monetary value.
Yeah.
You can invest in money, billions, rents, but if in case the country is sick, the people who reside there, they are sick, it's just useless.
You're right. I mean, remember the time of COVID?
Yeah,
that's the only time that I can account to, because, I mean, you know, I'm old now, so it's that that's the only time
know,
that...
I don't know the oldness what they're talking about.
But, you know, I mean, you're right. If everybody's sick, how is the country ever going to move forward?
Exactly. So if ever we can look just a little bit backward today, let me just give our listeners what is the key topic is all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an introduction of the TB prevention.
Okay.
I'm not going to go deeper into the medication and stuff, because this session we're going to have the first session as well as the second session.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, Dr. Nhleko will be here. She'll be talking much more about the actual medication and other strategies.
Yeah.
But today is just a general what needs to be done when it comes to the TB prevention.
Right.
You know, just to open up, TB is the public health challenge. And unfortunately, TB is preventable and it is curable.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, it still remains the number one killer in South Africa.
Shucks.
Then you can ask yourself, what have you done? You know, in the past, it used to be HIV. But unfortunately, HIV now, we are super. We're trying to make sure that, you know, everyone who's found to be HIV positive, they are provided on medication. And as a country, when it comes to the TB program, we are doing very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
That is why even other countries, they really envy us what exactly that South Africa is doing.
But I with think the TB or the HIV?
With the HIV.
Right, the HIV
program.
Yeah,
because if ever you can look now, people who are dying out of HIV, it's just a small fraction because we are managing it quite well. So, but when it comes to TB, it still remains a challenge.
All right. Just before we go on, Babu Ngomane, because, you know, I think we spoke about this last week as well, that HIV and TB, they are linked. Right. So
yes.
If you are saying that we are doing very well in terms of the HIV and preventing people from dying from HIV,
yes.
I just want to be 100% sure. A person does not die from HIV or AIDS, right? They die from an AIDS related illness.
Yes.
You know, and one of those would be TB.
You are shy of it.
Yes. Nyalalela.
You know, based on the stat, they say that about 60% of a person who's HIV positive, he's going to have TB, because the immune system is so much compromised.
Yes.
As the immune system is so much compromised, it means that any infection, it's easy to attack this individual. That is why I'll only talk for the entire province. The province has just set a target of 30,486 people to be initiated on TB preventative therapy.
Yeah.
Why 30,000? It's because this number there is just based on the baseline that we need to set up this. Remember, in Mpumalanga, we've got three districts: Gersbande, and then Ehlanzeni, as well as Kangala.
Mm-hmm.
So the overall target is 30,486. But unfortunately, we don't reach this target of people who are provided with TB preventative therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Because if in case we can reach that number, definitely people who are HIV positive, they're going to be lesser in terms of acquiring TB in their lifespan.
Okay.
Because by providing the TB preventative therapy, It means that somewhere, somehow, definitely, they won't easily have TB.
Yes.
And once they... Can I just talk, jump to another topic, mm-hmm. if you don't mind?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like to be a TB contact.
Mm.
I don't know whether can I explain further what mm-hmm. is a TB
yeah.
contact.
Please do.
If in case I've got TB, within my household, siblings, it can be my wife, it can be my child, it can be whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Because TB is an airborne. I can't give the next person TB by just shaking hand or mm. But usually, as it is airborne, I've got TB, I'll exhale my breath with the TB bacilli. It's, unfortunately, you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next person will inhale it.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine, I stay with these people in the very same household,
yeah.
day and night. It means that they might easily have TB as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why we call them a TB contact.
Okay.
Usually it depends with the duration that this individual has spent with the person who's TB positive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, TB infection.
Yeah.
So that is why we need to make sure that each and every individual who is TB found to be newly diagnosed with TB,
mm-hmm.
all the TB contacts, they need to be investigated, screened and investigated for TB.
Yeah.
And what the South African Department of Health does is that if ever you've been in contact, whether HIV positive or not,
mm-hmm.
you need to be initiated on TPT, TB preventative therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they are trying to say, irrespective that the bacilli must still be there, but if ever we provide you with this TB preventative therapy, one will never be HIV TB positive afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
That is why all the TB contact, according to National Department of Health, they need to be provided with TPT.
Yeah.
Meaning that out there as a listener, if ever you've got a person at your household who's newly diagnosed with TB, please just go to a health facility and seek for TPT. TB mapilis lawa atokona kukuvikela sile TB ingangeni. But there needs to you need to be screened first. Because you cannot prevent when you've got it already.
Yeah, it doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah, it's just like ngunike mapilisi ekhlela yet you are pregnant.
Yeah.
It's useless. So that is why we always request that please just go there. But remember.
But also, I mean, now that we are speaking about, you know, TPT, Babangoman, if you guys are saying it's airborne and you never really know who has it, should we not all then be taking TPT?
No. We will be exposed on something that you don't know.
Okay.
So the best way is for individual, including you, including me.
Uh-huh.
If in case you've got, you know, you have once been exposed to a person who've got TB,
yeah,
just go for a screening first.
Okay.
Because remember, you cannot have TB today. Then the TB, you start to develop signs and symptoms the following day.
Mm-hmm.
It can
takes a bit of time.
Yeah, it can take a peak of a, you know, it can start today. Then it goes, even it can go up to a year.
Mm-hmm.
Then it starts to show that you've got TB.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, once you acquire the TB today, yet your immune system will try to fight the TB, the Mycobacterium TB, in your body.
Right.
The minute you start to develop the signs and symptoms of TB, it means that now the body says, I can't fight anymore for you. So that is why you start to develop the signs and symptoms of TB.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why it is always the greatest opportunity that you can do is to go to be screened for TB and to be investigated for TB.
Yeah.
The good thing is that to be investigated for TB, you don't need money. You just go to any health facility, then you ask, I need to be screened and investigated for TB. They're going to screen you for free.
Mm.
And lucky enough, now we've got some few doctors that we are with, that we've included, that within their private practice,
mm-hmm.
they can able to provide TB screening and investigation at no cost to their client, to the client.
Lovely.
So then, because we have realized that within the private sector, there are a lot of patients who can't afford, you know, to pay the money to be collected, to be investigated for TB,
mm-hmm.
like sputum.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the department will pay. Actually, we, Acuity, through the Department of Health, we pay all those kind of services. The good thing is that the doctors that we've engaged with out of this program, we call it public-private mix,
mm-hmm.
We don't provide anything to the doctors.
Okay.
It's just to say that we want to make sure that we engage and we involve all the health sector's facilities within our institution.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Babangamana, let's go into the difference between TB infection and TB disease.
Okay.
To me, it sounds like the same thing.
No, it's not. It's not. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Well, the distinctive between TB infection as well as TB disease. TB infection, it adds some in one way or many.
Yeah.
You could have been infected with TB yourself.
Okay.
And in me, yes, I could be infected with TB as we speak.
Okay.
I am infected.
Okay.
It means that the TB bacilli, it's dormant. It's latent.
So, but is that not everyone then?
No, it's not easy in South Africa because we live wherever. But the good thing is that as you are born, they give you
shots.
Yeah. BCG.
Yeah.
Is to prevent you not to easily have, it's a live bacilli.
Shucks, I should actually check my daughter's book to see if she got
Please do so. Even you as a listener at home.
Yeah.
But it's a shot that is free of charge.
Uh-huh.
That is given to a child immediately after being born,
mm-hmm.
because they know that the immune system of a child
is weak.
It's weak, is not yet strong enough, you know, to fight for infections like TB.
Mm-hmm.
As I was explaining, infection, you are infected with TB.
Mm-hmm.
I am infected with TB,
mm-hmm.
but the thing is that infection, it's dormant.
Right.
It doesn't do anything. You cannot even infect the next person with TB.
Yeah.
But it's just that at some stage.
So what triggers it then?
Very good question. What triggers it? If in case you can, there can be, you might be exposed to a high purulent of TB,
mm-hmm.
with a person who've got TB,
mm-hmm.
then unfortunately your immune system, it says, you know what, now I can't fight. But there are people who are much more at risk, like the person who's HIV positive.
Mm-hmm.
He might also be taking medication, like the under fives. Ne?
Right.
Like the people who are on chronic medication, like diabetic mellitus, hypertension, you know, like those people who are on steroids.
Right.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, because the immune system cannot able to function optimally.
Okay.
And the newly diagnosed, the pregnant women, mm-hmm. remember the immune system somehow. Is a little bit shaky.
Yes.
So that is why they are easy, you know, to lose the its functionality.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that is why we need to make sure that they are screened and investigated for TB.
Mm-hmm.
Because immediately once a patient is, before they proceed, they need to make sure that the child is safe and the mother is safe from
right.
TB. And unfortunately, you cannot able to be written on the forehead to say, I am TB positive.
Uh-huh.
That's the thing.
All right. So if you have the TB infection, are you then TB positive?
No.
You are not TB positive.
No, we are not TB positive. Even if they can collect the specimen, it won't say you are positive.
Uh-huh.
You know.
And when you have the TB disease, then you are TB positive.
Yes.
So this is where you then get signs and symptoms.
Exactly. The
right.
immune system will simply say, you know what? I try to fight.
Mm-hmm.
but unfortunately I can't fight anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that is why now the body starts to show up by the signs and symptoms of TB. If ever it's the TB of the lungs, that persistent cough and the shortness of breath, possibly the blood on the sputum, because the lungs inside the lungs, there are a lot of things that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously the person will start to lose weight, night sweats, and so forth and so forth. The signs and symptoms of TB that we've mentioned before. So, yeah.
Then would we say that TB infection is like the first step?
It's a moral, it's more like an entry point.
Yes.
Yes.
To but, getting the TB disease.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you can stay being infected
for up to a year.
No.
Even longer.
For a lifespan. As
wow.
long as there's nothing that have triggered.
Okay.
Yes.
I hear you.
That now, you know what?
And
I'm
you
fighting.
See, that's why I was asking Babingomani Kutsi. So that does that mean that we all might have a TB infection? It's just there's nothing that's triggered it.
Exactly.
So there's nothing in our immune system that's weakened the immune system to say now the TB disease is going to come up.
Exactly.
Okay.
But remember, that is why we are providing TB preventative therapy.
Right.
Because we want everyone in South Africa, even all over, we want them to stay with TB infection, not TB disease.
Uh-huh.
Yes. That is why we are providing TB preventative therapy.
Yes.
You see?
I hear you.
Yeah. Those are the tricky parts.
Yeah, no. Mm. Absolutely. I think before I let you go, let's quickly go into contact tracing.
Mm.
Have we spoken about that before? I think just a bit briefly.
Yes, contact tracing, it's any person who has been in contact with a person who's TB positive, particularly
right.
the newly diagnosed, because the key factor is because the first 2 weeks after I've been initiated on TB treatment
mm-hmm.
is the most critical part because I've been diagnosed and I've been provided with medication. That first 2 weeks, my body can't fight,
yeah.
but my body itself is start to say, who's this? Because yeah. of the TB medication.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the first 2 weeks after medication is the most critical part.
Yeah.
But afterwards, it's just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So yeah. that is why it's best that all of us, if in case we've been in contact with a person who's newly diagnosed with TB, go for a TB screening.
Sure. Absolutely. Mm. Babingomani, I think we'll park it here for today. Next week, of course, you're going to be back. But I also really want us to, you know, if we could get somebody who's gone through this experience, I think it would be great. They come to studio and they share their experience with us, Mhlambe, just to make some awareness out
Absolutely.
There to some people, you know, just to let them know this is what I was feeling, so that if anybody relates and says, this is what I feel as well, maybe I should go get myself checked, it would be very, very great.
I think that will be much more perfect talking from experience.
Yeah.
Because, you know, now it's just the theory.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just, but if in case you can get a person who have went through this journey,
yeah.
you know, will tell us far much better. But we do have our family members out there who can able to support us. And I want to believe there's no one in the whole world who have said, even in here in the spirit, who have said, I've never come across to my relative of mine who've got TB.
I've never.
Sure.
No, but you see, the thing is, maybe I didn't know that they have TB because now that I think about it and I sit down, I don't know anybody that has had TB unless I didn't know that this person une TB and I've seen them before. But ngati.
Yes.
Yeah.
It might happen. But unfortunately, another thing, we tend to hide our sickness.
Yes. Yes.
Yet, you know, sometimes it's not all about the treatment that will assist.
Mm-hmm.
But even if I can tell you to say, you know what, my sister, I've got TB. Sometimes because of lack of knowledge, you say, on a TB.
Instead of supporting that person.
Instead of supporting. But I want to leave our listeners out there with three things.
Mm-hmm.
which is very, which I believe it is very, it is very key. TPT in HIV positive people is very, very important because it really it will avert our brothers and sisters who are HIV positive, and will really it will really assist in terms of TB infection.
Mm-hmm.
The second critical factor is contact management. As we've talked very broadly about it, we need to make sure that we provide myself to the facility.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is early diagnosis. If in case I found that I'm not good enough when it comes to I don't feel okay, I need to go out there. Because the minute I'm early diagnosed with TB, it's the minute I'll stop infecting others with TB.
Yeah.
So it is very, very important, you know, just to say I don't feel good. Then also the TB diagnosis, improved TB diagnosis, the minute we improve as health facilities, we improve diagnosing people with TB, is the minute we are going to stop TB. So the last one is the issue of the quality of care
mm-hmm.
on TB program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the quality of care is not for the clinician, a single sister who needs to provide that. But they diagnosed me with TB. I need to take my medication accordingly every day. If in case I've got a problem, I must just tell them. I must also disclose my status or with others. The last one is community capacitation on TB information.
Right.
The minute we capacitate our community out there, as we are doing today, definitely a lot of people are going to get much more information and they will seek for medical help.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Mawengo Mane, thank you very much for coming on to the show. If anybody does want to share their story, maybe dial us on 072-885-7702 and maybe we can schedule it for next week, right?
No, after next week.
After next week.
Yeah, because next week we'll be talking the very same TB prevention therapy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but now we'll be including much more of even medication itself,
mm-hmm.
because Dr. Nhleko will be here.
Lovely.
Yeah, but today, as I've said, it's just the superficial information or mm-hmm. general information on the things that you need to do
yeah.
when it comes to TB prevention. Actually, there are many. It's not only this, but this, I think, these are the key that we need to talk about.
Yeah. All right, absolutely. Thank you very much for coming onto the show.
It's my pleasure.
Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Roz FM Mid Mornings. Mpumalanga. Azim share.